One of the biggest struggles I see within La Tribu is the consistency. And I see that, you know, not just in La Tribu, but across the board. I struggle with it for certain things. And it's really because it really is a boring trait to building habits and creating change, is the ability to be able to do the same things over and over and over again until it becomes a habit, you know, until it becomes part of your daily routine that it's not even thought about. It's just, it has to be taken care of, and it's a daily thing that you have to do, and that's just the way it is. So in a conversation with members, especially at the beginning when they first start with La Tribu, it's I've heard it where they, you know, we go over, all right, this is what you're going to be doing for the next week. And the question is always, so I'm going to do all those things every day for the next 7 or 8 days. And it's like, yeah, like, but that's going to get boring. Yeah. and it's not in a boring to where, right, like it's like you're going to be in a rut. But that's where the conversation of what the expectation of why it is that you're doing. And I think a lot of people don't understand what or why it is that they're doing what they're doing. And that's why it becomes such a boring thing to do every day. So we'll have the conversation of, look, this is the intended purpose for you doing this every day. This is what we're trying to accomplish. And whenever you feel like it's getting mundane, whenever you feel like you're getting bored because it's the same thing over and over again, connected to why it is that you're doing it. But to be clear, it will get boring. And that's okay. Because the only way to actually make it a habit, the only way to actually start seeing progress, is by doing the same things over and over again. And once you've accomplished that, then you see the growth, then you start seeing the change, and that's what brings on the motivation to keep going and going and going. But yes, of course, if you were to get up every day and do the same things every day, maybe even at this exact same time, you could sit back a week or 2 weeks in and say, man, this is just boring. But when you connect it to why you're doing it, and once you start seeing the growth and the change that you're looking for, or the movement, right, that you see where you were even just a week ago and how far you've come, then you get that motivation for like that. It's like almost like you get that second wind. And then it's continuous, though, because it could happen 2 weeks after that. Again, you fall back into this feeling of, man, this is a little bit tiring of just doing the same thing over, but then you see the growth and then you push forward. So having those check-ins, and you're going to hear me talk about that a lot, and you've probably already heard me talk about that a lot, and the tribe members hear me talk about it a lot. It's, you know, that's why we take it kind of on a week-to-week basis. We don't, you know, yes, we know that the bigger goal is further down the road, but we know it's there. We're going to focus on this week. And then for next week, we're going to connect whatever the expectation or the goal is for that week to the next checkpoint, which is just a week away, and so on and so forth. So trying to get out of this, you know, check-in process where I've heard that people check in once every 30 days. And that, I mean, you're giving a lot of time to something going wrong, or you're giving a lot of time for somebody feeling bored or in a rut, maybe after week one. And now you have to battle through 3 weeks without having a check-in, without talking to your coach, without being able to get an explanation, you know, or motivated to continue moving forward. So when you're setting goals, when you're setting a challenge, whatever it is that you want to do, you know, make sure that you put those check-ins consistently and at least a week out. You know, I because it will get boring. But like everything else, you know, to be able to achieve your goals, to be able to change habits, to make real growth or real change in your life, you have to be consistent, and it will get boring. So accept that, but make sure that your plan has these check-ins consistently to where you can keep connecting the why to your daily routine or your daily habit. So don't forget that today is a new day, which is a perfect day for a new beginning.